During the 1970s, house prices in Palo Alto, California, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area, quadrupled, while the population fell and the number of children enrolled in schools fell by one-third. Not a single new house was built during the entire decade. In nearby San Jose, which is near Silicon Valley, in 1969, house prices were 2.2 times median family income. But by 1979, they were 4 times median family income. And in 1989, it was 5 times median family income. By 2005, 7.5 times median family income. The reason? California has some of the severest building restriction laws and land use restriction laws in the United States. Amazingly, Palo Alto pioneered so-called affordable housing legislation in 1973 by creating inclusionary zones. But to give you an example of how inclusive such zones are, consider that less than 7% of Palo Alto's police officers actually live in Palo Alto because they simply cannot afford to live there. Almost a quarter of them live right across the other side of the San Francisco Bay Area. A nurse on an average salary would have to spend only about 30% of their salary to pay for the mortgage on a 2-bedroom apartment in Dallas, Texas, which doesn't have such punitive building and land use restriction laws. But they would have to spend over 75% of their salary to live in an identical apartment in Palo Alto. And this is just one of many reasons why Californians continue to migrate to Texas every year. The worst hit people in these areas, which like to promote themselves as champions of diversity and social justice and affordable housing, are of course the poorest. As an example, the black population of San Francisco, its poorest demographic, fell by 35% from 1990 to 2006. They were moving to places like Contra Costa County and Oakland, which then has a chain effect as white residents in those areas, perceiving those areas as in decline, move out. Contra Costa was 90% white in 1970, but it is now only 58.6% white. And you cannot assume that this is only because of racism. The crime rate in Antioch, Contra Costa County, is 48% higher than the national average. The crime rate in San Pablo is 78% higher than the national average. And the crime rate in Oakland, which is currently 36% white, 24% black, with the remaining 40% made up of mainly Hispanics and Asians, has a violent crime rate, which is 238% higher than the Californian average, 287% higher than the national average, while property crimes are 124% higher than the state's average. Your chances of becoming a victim of crime in Oakland are close to 1 in 14, so with those odds, you'd likely look to move too, if you could, no matter what your race happens to be. Oakland, of course, has been under California's disastrous rent control laws since the 1970s and sweeping housing reform laws which restrict the rights of landlords to evict tenants. Who could have possibly foreseen that it would become one of the most dangerous cities in America? They are, in effect, state-mandated slums. Even the New York Times described it as among the world's most dire places. Now get out.